From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
Habemus Papam.
I, too, want to affirm with decisive willingness to follow in the commitment of carrying out the Second Vatican Council in the wake of my predecessors and in faithful continuity with the 2,000-year-old tradition of the Church.
Oklahoma City mourned its losses, embraced its survivors, built a magnificent monument to honor and remember, and then built a new federal building to serve its citizens and show that a terrorist act could not prevail.
I've heard enough today that I don't feel comfortable about voting for Mr. Bolton. I think one's interpersonal skills and their relationship with their fellow man is a very important ingredient in anyone that works for me.
If a temper and an unorthodox management style were disqualifiers from government service, I would bet that a large number of people in Washington would be out of a job.
Looking at the process, being patently partisan, and then looking at the substance of the three rules, each and every one of them, and collectively, certainly, undermining the ability of the Ethics Committee to do its job, I decided and recommended to the other Democrats on the Ethics Committee that we not vote for these rules.
I am well aware that one of the principal concerns voiced by the critics of these new rules is an outrageous and completely baseless claim that they are designed to protect Majority Leader DeLay from a formal investigation subcommittee.